Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of Block Talk Radio. Normally, we're here to talk about wrestling, the impact that wrestling has on individuals, and just generally, you know, horse around with different things. Tonight is a bit more of a serious tone. We're talking about one of our family members that we lost. Brandi Garvin, a.k.a. Tattoo Girl, is one of the most tenacious fans that the wrestling scene has seen in a very, very long time. And tonight, we're going to be talking about her life, the impact that she had on others, and just the way that she touched all of our hearts. That being said, this is also primarily a fundraising effort. You see, unfortunately, Brandi Garvin died suddenly and unexpectedly. With that happening, there was a lot of medical expenses that were incurred, a lot of funeral expenses, and unfortunately, medical expenses regarding a possible wrongful death suit, which means all this is piling up on her family. And I know that there's probably not a lot that could be done on our part, but anything at all helps. That's why I have a link to the GoFundMe in the link for this show. That way, if you are willing and you are able to, you could donate to the fund to help alleviate some of the stress that's going on in the family right now. It's hard enough to be able to lose a family member. It's hard enough to be able to have it happen so suddenly and so quickly. It's entirely a different thing to have massive amounts of strain put onto you because of the sudden nature of the death. Brandi touched all of us, whether it was with her daily TikToks, her sideline commentary at the matches, her time as in radio. Everybody who knew her well. As John would say, nobody was a stranger to Brandi. She never met a stranger in her life. She made a lasting impact on you, and it was usually for the better. In fact, I have yet to meet anybody that it was for the worse. She made you feel like family. She made you feel like you were a part of her family. And with that in mind, we're going to have some callers in here tonight just to be able to talk about the life and legacy of Tattoo Girl. So at this time, I would like to have our first caller go ahead and come in.
Hello?
Hello, are you there, Adam?
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
It's going all right, all things considered right now. I really appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule to be on our show. You are the former owner and proprietor of Cactus League Wrestling. You have many, many endeavors in your life, so I know that your time is very precious, and I really appreciate you taking a moment to be able to remember Brandi Garvin and help us in our cause.
Oh, you're welcome, man. You know, on behalf of myself, you know, Crystal, Michael, you know, all of us here formerly at Cactus League Wrestling, and, you know, all of us here now at Music City Pro Wrestling out of Nashville, you know, we just, you know, obviously wish all of our condolences to, you know, John during this time. And, you know, Brandi was an amazing person. You know, we got to meet her at the Pomona show. You know, Mark Henry got lit up with smiles when he met her, and so did Mick Foley. And, you know, it's just one of those things you never expect, you know.
She was full of surprises, especially at that, I believe it was the Pomona show, where she decided that she was going to get in that ring one way or another, even though she was missing a leg. She wasn't about to let that stop her, not one little bit. And with the aid of a few of our wrestlers and her husband and yourself, I believe, we were able to get her into the ring and standing up on the ropes with Mark Henry.
Yep. You know, and I shot a text over to Mark, you know, and let him know the circumstances. And, you know, I know he wishes his condolences. And I emailed over to Mick Foley because Foley does not have a phone, you know, so I'm sure he'll get back to me pretty soon. But, you know, like I said before, all of us, you know, here, you know, formerly Cactus League, you know, current Music City Pro Wrestling out of Nashville, you know, we all wish our condolences. And, you know, people, if you're listening, please help share that GoFundMe and donate. And, you know, every little bit helps.
It really does. It really does. Talking about her personality and just how energetic and just how bombastic she was, you know, from start to finish at every show. Was there anything in particular that caught you off guard with her?
I mean, I was just very happy and, you know, got caught off guard when, you know, they said, oh, well, you know, we'll drive to Tucson to go see a show. And, you know, at first you think, okay, you know, fans are saying they're going to drive to Tucson from Los Angeles, you know, to see a wrestling show. And, you know, you never really believe it, but it happened, you know, and it was awesome. I mean, they got to spend, you know, 2 days down here, one day in Phoenix, one day in Tucson, and, you know, got to see Mick Foley and a bunch of others, you know, and it's just all the effort and time and everything that they put into the wrestling community, you know, it's just, it's very thankful just because they support independent wrestling, which is, you know, obviously if you don't support indie wrestling, you know, how can you support the majors? So.
That's right. And I remember Mick Foley actually doing a whole speech for her husband, John, who then recorded it and used it for entrance music, the whole Big John thing going on there. And I got to tell you, I was taken back by that because I had never seen two people become such fast friends in my life, seeing Mick Foley and Brandy. It was insane, absolutely insane.
Big time, you know, so big time.
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, I want to thank you, Adam, for your time.
Thank you guys for having me. Hopefully I'll be on again. You know, like I said, I wish my condolences over to John and the whole family. And like I said, you know, before to John in a message, you know, message me if you need anything. And, you know, I'm always here, you know, even though, you know, I don't own Cactus League anymore. You know, we're on to future endeavors and, you know, keep an eye out for what's in store next year because there's some pretty cool things that will be happening.
All right.
And John,
right,
if you ever want to come out to Nashville, you're always welcome, buddy.
He is listening right now, so I'm sure he appreciates that. We'll hear from him at the end of the show as well. So thank you once again, Adam DeBries. Very appreciative of your time on the show.
Thank you, man. Have a good night, you guys.
You as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, that was Adam DeBries, the future owner, former owner and proprietor of Cactus League Wrestling, a promotion where Brandy was very prominent and was at a lot of the shows and just had a wonderful personality the entire time, clicked very well with Mick Foley. Now we're going to go ahead and move on to the second person in the queue. Do we have you in right now? Okay, it seems like we're going through a little bit of technical difficulties. Once again, that's just because, you know, trying to get all this together can be a little bit of a strain on people. Once again, I want to talk about the GoFundMe that we have going on right now. It's to be able to help with the expenses of the funeral. It's to be able to help with the medical expenses that happen. There's a lot that's involved in this entire situation, and if you are able to give, whether it's $50 or 50 cents, it doesn't matter. All of it helps out. I believe that we may have April on the line now.
Hello?
Hello. Who do we have on the line right now?
Oh, this is referee Scott Johnson.
Scott Johnson, how are you doing tonight?
Not too bad. Just taking a night off, getting ready for tomorrow. You know, it's pretty much what everyone else is doing, trying to avoid grocery stores to the best of my ability.
Right, especially right now.
Yep. Yep, and I'm sitting here talking to you, though. I wish it were on better circumstances, of course.
Absolutely, I wish it was, too. You had a unique perspective, being the referee, being able to see her between all the matches, actually. You know, and
yep.
She wasn't exactly a quiet individual, you know. I love her. I absolutely love that about her. Can you tell us a little bit of your interaction with Brandy?
Well, most of it, again, like you said, one of the, and I'll try not to go too far back, but one of the nice things about being a referee as opposed to being one of the wrestlers is that you don't have to be superhuman, right? I've always likened the referees to the baddest cop in a superhero movie. Like, what's he really going to do, you know? But by that contrast, that allows us to be more personable. So during intermissions, you know what I mean, you can go out and start to meet the people that come to the shows, and it's really nice. And what you see in the ring is me. I'm not, you know, much of an actor. I you know, when I react, I'm reacting because something is violent or something amazing is happening. So again, being able to go out and meet the community that, I mean, undoubtedly makes it so that we guys like me can go live their dream. You know what I mean? Because they're buying tickets to see the show and getting to be able to know them. You know what I mean? And I think something Brandy definitely, like you said, she wasn't quiet. She definitely let you have it if you didn't do a good job. it's going to be a sound that's sorely missed. It's going to be like any fixture in your life. You know what I mean? Even in the smallest degree, it's going to be a void. And, you know, my heart absolutely goes out to her husband and her family because, again, it doesn't matter what you do or what you love. Anybody can sympathize with a situation like that. Nobody should ever have to go through it, you know?
Absolutely. And there's no way to be able to quantify the amount of pain that something like this brings, not only to the family, but to everybody around them, but more especially to the family, because,
yep,
you know, that's a day-to-day interaction. And not only that, Brandy herself was not like, she wasn't just an individual. She was an atmosphere, in my opinion.
Sure.
Brandy was her entire own ecosystem. And she brought so much joy, so much power, so much energy to whatever situation or whatever room that she was in, that it was almost overwhelming at times. And me being an announcer and having her, you know, jabbing from the sidelines or whatever, I'm like, God dang, I got to live up to this right now.
Yep.
She is definitely making me push my power level.
Brother, you're going to have to go toe-to-toe. I completely understand. I don't envy you in that position.
Oh, with us, it was chair-to-chair.
Sure, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But again, like you say, you speak of loss, and again, and nobody feels this loss more than her family. I can only really speak from the vantage point of someone whose most interaction obviously came online just because of, you know, there's only so many shows in 2020, and
mm-hmm.
you only perform a certain amount of times, you know. But at the same time, you know, I can speak from that vantage point and from the point of somebody invested in independent pro wrestling. Now, this is independent pro wrestling, as anybody who is most likely listening to this probably knows, is a very niche thing. You don't, this isn't something that you go to work and everybody's talking about the next day, right? It's usually something that we hold near and dear to ourselves. And thus, because of that, I think the fan base and in the community, I mean, is the best word to call it, really. You know, we all know each other. We all know each other's names. When we see somebody new, it's almost exciting when they walk in the building. Like, oh, it's a new fan. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
And I think it's like that in a lot of fandoms. You know what I mean? And so it feels different when you show up and that person who has been and again, to go back to what you were saying, she brought an aura with her, and it's something that – I imagine is what attracted her to pro wrestling, because you need that. If you're a wrestler, you need to be able to walk into a room and have all eyes on you, right? And she had that quality. in that same fashion, having that gone from a fan, even from a fan's perspective, you know what I mean? Like, that kid who most likely saw her five rows back and saw, that's the lady that'll yell at the wrestlers. I'm too afraid to, but she won't. You know what I'm saying? You never really know who you're affecting. And I guarantee she probably influenced a lot more people than we will ever have any idea. And to have that loss is a big hurt, to everyone again. And again, I hope that doesn't sound like I'm trying to pull away, because I can't, like I said, like I keep trying to repeat, I know her family feels this loss more than anybody, but I guess that's just kind of my vantage point on it from the perspective of somebody heavily invested in the independent pro wrestling community, brother.
And it really does say something too, as you said, the niche community of pro wrestling. We are almost like a tight-knit family, due to the fact that, as you said, it's something that not everybody gets into, but the people that get into it, they live it, they love it, they breathe it. And Brandi was definitely one of those individuals. Tattoo girl lived, loved, and breathed wrestling, and herself was going to get into wrestling had it not been for the COVID situation. She was supposed to start training in 2020 able to become a one-legged wrestler.
That does not surprise me, though I'm hearing this for the first time. That would have been something to see.
And I was greatly awaiting that, just for the pure and simple fact that when she was messaging me about it, she was so excited about it. She's like, "You got to do commentary for me, though." Okay. But I don't think that there is a word I could have said that would have been anything better than what was going on in the ring.
I imagine that would have been incredibly entertaining, and it's too bad that's something we won't see. But, unfortunately, I don't even know how to finish that sentence, brother.
Well, I like to think that right now she's still watching all of our wrestlers going at it. You know, here in 2020, happy that wrestling has started again, and just absolutely jeering us from the clouds right now.
Oh, absolutely. She's got the best seat in the house, and she doesn't just have to focus on it. She's got an entire universe to heckle right now. So I imagine she's in a very good spot right now. It's us stuck down here. We got to worry about.
We got to step into her game and live up to her legacy.
That's it, brother.
Well, Scott, I want to thank you for your time here on the show. I greatly appreciate it very much. I know that, once again, just like I was saying with Adam, you are a very busy and booked man out here, being one of the only refs that is one of very few refs that are getting a lot of bookings right now. So thank you again, and I really appreciate it. I know you got a show coming on tomorrow, right?
Do I have one tomorrow? No, but I'm going to have one next week. I'll be on the UWN pay-per-view for Primetime Live. I've been doing those every 2 to 3 weeks. I did the first 4 episodes, but driving out to Long Beach every Tuesday gets a tad tiring. So, but it's an amazing show. You can catch it on fight.tv. There are some satellite providers that also have it, so contact your operator. It starts at 9 o'clock Eastern. It's an hour and a half, and it features the top independent wrestlers. I myself, just some of the shows I've gotten to work, I got to work the NWA National Championship between Aaron Stevens, the formerly Damian Sandow, and Trevor Murdoch, which was an absolutely amazing match. And most recently, James Storm and Eli Drake, who lost their title to Aaron Stevens. And supposedly the question mark, who was J.R. Kratos, but I don't think that's the guy under the mask. But that's a conversation for another time. But no, brother, thank you for having me. I appreciate you reaching out and giving me an outlet to talk a little bit about this. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a rough situation. But again, as a community, we'll pull through. And anything the family needs, I know we're all here for. So thanks again, my brother.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on the show. All right. Before we get into our next caller, I do want to reiterate what I said before. Once again, this is a memorial show for Brandi Garvin, a.k.a. Tattoo Girl. And while we're taking the time here to be able to remember her and have a couple of stories told about her, have a few interactions with people who knew her in her life very well, and people who just want to be able to say their condolences, this is also a fundraising effort. This is a means to be able to raise money for the GoFundMe that is going to cover the incurred medical expenses, the funeral expenses, and potentially an investigation expense that will have to come at the expense of the family because it might potentially be a wrongful death suit. Don't want to get into the entire logistics of that right now, but just do want to emphasize that there is a lot of stuff that is going on in the life of the family of Brandi Garvin right now. A lot of stress, a lot of pain, and a lot of healing that needs to happen. And part of that is starting to alleviate some of the access stress that they have in their life right now. And we are still thousands of dollars away from that goal of alleviating that stress for her family. So once again, if you are able to, please click on the GoFundMe, contribute what you can, $50 or 50 cents, $5, it doesn't matter. Anything at all helps. And with that, I believe that we have our next caller on the line. Is that you, April?
That is. Aloha. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing all right. I am so sorry for the complications earlier. And, yeah, all the issues about getting you on.
I don't have any commitments today, so that was absolutely fine. So, unfortunately, sorry for the reason for us having to, you know, get together tonight and celebrate the life of Tattoo Girl, Brandi Garvin. And my short little story with Brandi, or Tattoo Girl, is haven't known her very long, but as you guys have been talking, it doesn't take much time to get to know her because she's just got a great, wild, fun personality. I had the opportunity to meet her last year in, I believe it was October or November. I manage Otto von Klutch, who will be on in a little bit, and he got us all together because Brandi wanted to interview us. And so we made it down to Huntington Beach and came to her location and got to interview her. And it was amazing, you know, getting to see all her pictures of all the wrestlers. It was just an amazing collection. And then for us to be able to, you know, be interviewed by her, it was amazing. It was a great time. It was myself, Otto von Klutch, and Maverick. And she interviewed us and made us feel right at home. And I got to know her right away that she was the biggest wrestling fan, you know, around. And me being with GLOW, you know, our show has been pretty busy lately because of the new show on Netflix and such. But she knew us, and, you know, I was honored that she, you know, Otto invited me to come, and she knew who I was. And, you know, even though it was a long time ago, you know, this was back in the 80s, because she knows so much, it was like it was yesterday, you know, talking to her about all the different things we used to do and how we brought women's wrestling to the forefront and were trailblazers and things like that. It was just amazing, you know, what she knew and who she knew and all the things that, you know, a great wrestling fan would know. So I'd just like to tell her husband, John, my deepest sympathies and condolences to you and your family. And I did get to talk to her just a couple days before she passed. She, you know, like everybody else talking about her TikTok videos, she would text me all the time and always have something funny to say or something to brighten my day and things like that, that I was really shocked to hear the news because I had just talked to her like two days before. So, you know, and with this year, it's been so difficult with the COVID. We basically have not worked at all this year. So being on the road, I've been touring with a couple of the GLOW girls and then, of course, managing Otto. we had been on a roll and had been, you know, getting to do some local shows here in Cali. And then the COVID came, and then, you know, hearing about Brandy, and then all recently I've had a couple unfortunate deaths in my family because of COVID as well. So I know exactly, not quite as, you know, hitting home like John and his family and Brandy's family, but it's definitely, you know, something that you don't know how to react until it happens to you. And this is a difficult time. So I put the GoFundMe on my pages and our other Glow pages. And for those fans that are listening, if there's any Glow fans out there, just go to my page, go to the Glow pages, and the link is there for the GoFundMe. If you're able to, please help support Tattoo Girl's family to have a nice send-off for her and a memorial that will not be big enough for this wonderful girl. If you can donate, like the last person said, is whether it's $5 or $50 or 50 cents, it all adds up. And, you know, it's a rough time just to be in this 2020 with the COVID, and then to have something like this, so tragic, unexpected, it's difficult. I mean, just to deal with that, and then the finances on top of it. So I would invite all of my co-wrestlers from GLOW, new wrestlers from the Netflix GLOW series, and any other female wrestlers out there, from all the divas to the beautiful people to Evolution to WWE, all of you, anybody that can see the information about Brandy, please give and donate freely. You know, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. We're not promised tomorrow. And if you can, it would be appreciated to help the family and, you know, celebrate her life. She was just an inspirational person. And I, you know, I've known her for a short time, but, you know, she's bigger than life. And she was someone that, you know, she would text me out of the blue, and it would always just be something great to, you know, if I was down, she would always lift my spirits. And, you know, it was always fun to see all her little unicorn or whatever little hats and, you know, all her TikTok singing and everything. So she's missed by so many, and she's touched the wrestling world, you know, with people she doesn't even probably know she is, especially with all her TikToks, because, you know, people share that and they get to see her personality even without knowing her. I was fortunate enough to meet her even for the short time that I did. So I appreciate, you know, being invited to come on tonight and just share a little bit about her, but she will be missed. And again, my condolences to John and the family.
And
Otto in the too.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I cannot thank you enough. That really, truly encapsulates the whole being that is Brandy. You didn't even have to know her for a long time to be able to feel like you knew her, if that makes any sense.
Yep, it's perfect. That's how I feel. I mean, I felt like I've known her for so long, and it's just barely been exactly a year, because I met her, I want to say it was November last year. And so it's just been a year, but you would think that, you know, we've been friends for years, because she's just so genuine, and, you know, she makes you feel so good. She, you know, opens up very easily, and her personality, like I said, is just bigger than life. So it's, you know, she's touched my life in a definitely a positive way. And, you know, I'll miss getting her her just surprise, you know, texts and messages and such. So, again, thank you for inviting me on tonight. And God bless the family and John, and deepest sympathies.
Thank you very much, April. We do appreciate you coming on here tonight and helping to be able to give more of the memory of Brandy to the masses right now. And I do want to remind everybody before we get on to our next caller that this is something that we're doing to be able to raise money for the GoFundMe for Brandy Garvin. Once again,
anything helps. Anything at all that you can give us is going to help. Whether it's 50 cents, $50, $5, it doesn't matter. All of it adds up, and all of it helps to alleviate a lot of the strain and pressure that is on her family right now. So anything that you could donate, anything at all, it is greatly appreciated. All right, and now we will go ahead and move forward on to our next caller. Who do we have on the line right now? Hello? Okay, here we go. Who do we have on the line right now?
Hi, my name is Gino Rivera.
Oh, Gino, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, guys. Sorry that, you know, you guys have to do it like this, but, just wanted to send my condolences and let you guys know how much Brandy will be missed and just share, a few things that I could kind of, like, I can't get out of my head, you know what I mean? She was such a good girl, such a sweet girl, and if I could describe her, she was just a blast in a glass. You know what I mean? She lit up the room every time she rolled in, literally rolled in, you know, and this girl is just full of smiles. And I met her out in Pomona, and she was just, oh my gosh, she just fit in with the locker room. You know what I mean? Like everybody wanted to be around her. She was such a positive soul. I'll always remember like her messages, you know, late at night, just, you know, she needed encouragement. She needed to hear that she could do this and that, you know, I'm going to start training. I'm going to start doing this. You know, do you have any advice for me? And all I would tell her is like, just go with it. You know what I mean? Don't quit, you know, just you're already showing that you've got more heart than all of us, you know, and we commend you for that. So, you know, she was just such a nice girl. She would always, remind me of Luna Vachon and Sherry Martel with her voice. She'd always be like, hey, man, it's that you, girl. How you doing? What's going on, Gino? Hey, see you, yeah, Luna. When I see you, yeah, make sure you get a picture for me. All right. See you later. That's you, girl. All right. You know, and that was her. And I just, oh, man, it blew me out the water when I heard the news. And I'm still in disbelief. As much as I'm in my own world and doing my own thing, it hurts that bad to me and Brandy, you know, we ended on a bad note. I don't know. I don't really remember how, but kind of eats me up to know that we didn't really mend things, you know. But she knows that I'm apologetic, and I prayed to her twice when I heard the news, just for her family and just, you know, for John, you know, just so sad. And I just wanted to say, guys, if you guys could donate, if you guys could share a funny story and attach that GoFundMe so that more people are aware, because, you know, yeah, it's sad and shocking the first day or two.
Are you there, Gino?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you got cut off for a second. Yeah, we can hear you. You just got cut off.
Okay. There. Speaking from somebody who's lost, felt alone, like, how much
Gino, you seem to be cutting off again. Is everything all right there on your end? All right, we got you back, I believe.
Just lost somebody close to them, not knowing, you know, how are you going to pay for medical bills and stuff like that, it, especially when there's a death. And as much as I needed the help, I'm sure her family needs the help and the love and the prayers. And, you know, just lift the family up as much as you can. Set a prayer. If you don't have the money, to pray that they reach their goal. You know, she deserves every single dollar, every single cent. She's bought merch from all of us. You know, she's one of
the... Are you still there, Gino?
I'm still here.
Yeah, you keep cutting in and out. I think you might be on the road right now. That might explain it.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Oh, I'm so sorry, man. I'm a truck driver, so I'm calling, you know what I mean, while I'm on the road.
I got you.
But yeah, I like I said, guys, whatever sent or whatever prayer you guys were, she was a beautiful soul, and she needs it all right now. Her family needs healing, and I just wanted to send my condolences and let her know that she was loved by everyone, from the locker room to the staff. So.
Yeah, absolutely, she was. I don't think that there's anybody that could have made as big of an impact as she did in the short amount of time that she had on this earth. And it's greatly appreciated by everybody who got a chance to be able to know her, who had the privilege to be able to interact with her. I think it rings true with all of us here right now. Gino, I do want to thank you for your time. We'll go ahead and let you get back to what you're doing right now. And we very much appreciate the words and the condolences from you and your family. Thank you once again for being on the show.
Hey, man. You guys take care of yourself, and much love and blessings and prayers for, Brandy, Tattoo Girl. Have a good day, guys. See you later.
See you later, Gino. And for those that are just tuning in right now, just wanted to let everybody know that we are currently in a show that is a memorial to Brandy Garvin, a.k.a. Tattoo Girl. You may have known her from the different wrestling shows that you've seen over here in the Southwest and in California, or you may have known her personally in life, or perhaps you got to catch her radio show at one point in time, or perhaps you know her from her social media presence, which was absolutely strong. Either way, tonight, we are remembering Tattoo Girl. And I'm sorry if I get a little bit choked up. This is still something that's a fresh wound with me. And somebody that I used to talk to, she was somebody who encouraged us, even despite any physical limitations that you may have. Her being in a wheelchair herself and me being in my wheelchair, she was one of those champions who tried to teach us that everybody, regardless of your situation, has a chance to be able to do something in the business, and something in life, make an impact. And it's a voice that I'm very, very much going to miss. Because this is a voice that picked me up a lot of times when I was really low. It was a voice that picked me up from a dark depression. And I cannot say thank you enough to Tattoo Girl. And once again, this show is an effort to be able to raise money for the family to help alleviate the stress of not only medical bills and funeral expenses, but also to help pay for an investigation. Because once again, this might have been a wrongful death type of situation. We are not sure. But one of the only ways that we can find out is by getting all the work done. And it doesn't come cheap. So once again, if you could donate $5, 50 cents, $50, anything that you are able to, it is all greatly appreciated, because all of it adds up, and every last little cent helps alleviate some of the stress on our family that they so desperately need to have alleviated right now. And with that being said, I'd like to be able to jump into our next caller.
That is right. This is Otto Von Klutch. And you know what? I just want to say that Brandy Garvin, Tattoo Girl, she was a beautiful person. And I definitely send my deepest condolences, my most sincerest condolences to her husband, John. And the wrestling community definitely lost a fan like no other, a person like no other, someone that has just touched my life, how my manager, the Royal Hawaiian, said a few calls back. You know, we went to her house a year ago, got interviewed by her. She wanted to be a professional wrestler, kind of like how Gino said. You know, she would contact me also trying to get advice on how to break into the business. I'd always tell her to go to Knox Pro in Van Nuys and just try to encourage her that, you know, she could do this. And it just really just kind of breaks my heart, and it really breaks my heart. And just, you know, I think what you guys are doing tonight, what we're all coming together, this just shows how powerful it's a brotherhood, it's a sisterhood, the wrestling community. And it's just a beautiful thing that we're all able to come together like this and uplift her family and try to bring awareness to the situation and also raise money. So just like how April said, go to the Autovon Clutch Facebook page. The link will be there for the GoFundMe. And it's just very moving what you guys are doing tonight.
Well, thank you very much. We do appreciate that. And from somebody who also has a very bombastic out there attitude, you know, a very, very zest for life type of attitude, how would you say you compared to Brandy when it came to that type of situation? Or did you feel yourself having to up your energy a little bit more in her presence?
You know, no, she's definitely one of those people. I'm very high strung. I just have that energy, and she had that energy too. And when you're like, when you're someone like myself that has that kind of charisma, you could see charisma in other people. And Brandy had that charisma. She had that something, that special it factor. You know, I believe in my heart if she would have went to Santino's or Knox Pro or any school, you know, MPW, whatever school she went to, I believe she would have been able to accomplish many things as a manager, commentator, ring announcer. I mean, our business has so many walks of life, and to have someone like Brandy in it would have been a great thing, but she already was in it because, look, she's touched every one of our lives. You know, we're all going to be a better person because of her. We're all going to have a different outlook on life because of her, you know, and I'm never lost for words, and this situation was actually very hard. Just, you know, I always want to be positive, and just that's my attitude. I love to be positive, and it's just very hard right now to just very just shocking, you know what I mean? Very, very shocking, and just send my deepest love to her family and everyone in Huntington Beach, you know, they all probably knew her, you know. I mean, she's a Huntington Beach woman, and the wrestling world lost someone very, very important. And a fan like that doesn't come around every day. And, you know, just we'll always have her memories in our heart. So go, please, if you can, donate whatever you can, a penny, a dollar, doesn't matter. Let's just try to all pitch in and make this a more easy time for her husband, John, during this difficult passing. Thank you guys all so much. Don't touch the clutch. This wave has been automatic, and I love you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you once again for donating some of your time over here to be able to help out with our efforts, Mr. Clutch. And
thank you very
much. It's greatly appreciated. And so once again, for anybody that's just tuning in right now, this is a memorial show for Brandy Garvin, a.k.a. Tattoo Girl. She was a huge influence in a lot of our lives. She touched very many lives inside and outside of the wrestling community. Just an energetic type of individual that brought so much happiness and joy to everybody that she was around. Whether it was through her TikToks, whether it was through her personality, or just from her giving you a word of encouragement every now and then to let you know that you are worth more than what you think you're worth. She was there for all of us. And right now, we're asking all of us to be there for her family. Because the cost of a funeral is very expensive. I don't know if anybody recently has looked at it, but it's up there. It is very, very expensive. And to make that worse, you have medical bills on top of that. And these bills all compound with our normal everyday bills. And we're already in a COVID world, so there's a lot of stress and strain on the family to begin with. Having an unexpected death like this is worse than anything that you could think of at the moment. So we are trying to get together. Us, the community, is trying to get together in order to help out the family of Brandy Garvin, a.k.a. Tattoo Girl. Anything that you could donate, whether that is you're donating $50, $5, or 50 cents, it doesn't matter. Every last little bit of it goes to the effort to help her family. There's a lot of things that we have to deal with in this world right now. There's a lot of uncertainty in this world right now, especially living in the COVID world. One of the things that we shouldn't have to worry about is being alone in our time of need. And what we want to do right now is to make sure that Brandi Garvin's family understands that they are not alone. We are here with them. They are our family, and we stand together. So once again, anything that you could donate to the fund helps out immensely. And I cannot emphasize how much it is greatly appreciated, not only by myself, but by everybody that you've heard on this radio show tonight, and everybody that you will hear on this radio show tonight. That being said, I would like us to go ahead and jump into our next caller.
No callers right now.
No callers on me? All right. With that being said, then, since we did get a kind of rough start going on to all of this right now,
I want to invite, well, I don't want to say the most important, because everybody that's come on here is very important, but probably the most impacted by this entire situation. I want to invite in her husband, John. And before he gets on here, I just want everybody to know, if you have anything that you want to say, or if you're a listener in the of the show and you've been here before, you've listened to our stuff for quite some time or whatever, don't be afraid to call in. All right? We will potentially end this off with our conversation with John, but if we still have callers on the line, we will still take them. And once again, that another reminder, please give to the GoFundMe. You can find it on our page. The link has been linked with the show. It is also on the Glow page on Facebook, and Otto von Klutch has also said that it is on his page. I believe anybody and everybody that we've had on the show so far has a link to it on their page as well. And if you're unable to give, then if you're able to share the page, we would greatly appreciate it. If you are even only able to give thoughts and prayers right now that we reach our goal, anything to be able to help out is greatly appreciated. So at this point in time, I would like to invite in John. I hope he's on the line right now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we are here, John. And
right.
I talked about this while we were in the room that we created for everybody, all the guests here tonight, that I wanted to make sure that I had you on as the last guest. And the reason why I wanted to do that is I wanted to make sure that everybody that was here tonight and said their words and said their piece realized how much of an impact that it has, and how much it helps, and how well it is received with the family. We, none of us, can even begin to imagine the amount of pain that you and your family are going through right now. It is insurmountable. I don't claim to in any way understand how bad it is. I know myself. It's absolutely horrible. I can only imagine that it's magnified by an unquantifiable number right now. So I just wanted to give you a moment to be able to talk about her life, the person who knew her better than anybody in this world, her husband. So we would like for you to talk about her life, talk about who Brandi was, whether that was in front of, behind, or whenever the cameras weren't rolling. Just all the little bit of things so we can give her a nice send-off on this show.
Oh, man. I don't compose myself
here a little bit. You took as much time as you need, sir.
Yeah, first of all, thank you, everyone's called in so far, man. I knew how much she meant to so many people, but just to hear it, just to hear it being reassured, that's really cool. I know she liked that. Now, she and I met in Knott's Berry Farm in 1998. We were junior high sweethearts. You know, we had our first kiss on the Kingdom of the Dinosaur ride. You know, we dated off and on, but when it finally became our time in 2010 to reacquaint each other, we knew that we were in it for the long haul at that point. And Dave, with his blessing, I used to be a big recluse, someone who didn't trust people, didn't talk to people, and she made it her mission in life to pull me out of my shell. Because she saw the good in me, and she wanted to be sure that I was able to share that with everybody. And that's kind of what she did for everybody, really. You know, she saw the good in everybody, and she wanted to be sure that they knew it. And that's why I'm a referee now. It's because of her. That's why I still do that stuff. The week after she passed, I refereed a show for GCF. Out in Stanton, I had to tell the guys to quit talking for about 10 minutes before airtime because my eyes were swollen.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's being in the house alone all the time. I don't know, cause I'm working at home since this happened remotely. I keep waiting to hear from the bedroom, John, bring me a Pepsi. Sometimes it's just still so surreal. Because it never should have happened.
No.
It should have never happened. You know, it wasn't her time. We were in the process of starting her YouTube show, which is going to be called Brandy's Bedroom, which was just what it sounds like. Brandy sitting in her bedroom talking, ranting, raving about God only knows what. You know how she was. She was working on an amputee clothing line with Torrid, trying to get that off the ground. You know, she's so many different projects and plans that she wanted to do.
If you don't mind, I'd like to focus in on certain parts of her life, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
One of the things that I'd like to talk about is just your guys' early life together. Like, what was that like when you first, after you said you realized from a very young age, junior high sweethearts, you know, realized that you wanted to be together forever. You know, those first couple of years of marriage and everything, what was that like for both of you?
It was great. She was always there for me, you know, helping me out. I was there for her, helping her out. We were inseparable. Everything that I wasn't, she was, and vice versa. So we complemented each other perfectly. We knew what each other were thinking. You know. Yeah, every marriage has its ups and downs. We had ours. But nowhere near as the bad was nowhere near as bad as the good was. The good was perfect. You know, I wouldn't trade the time I had with her with anything.
And it's so rare that people find somebody that compliments them so well. And as you were saying before, you were a bit of a recluse before you got into your relationship with Brandy.
Yeah.
And that she basically, you know, took the reins and kind of forced you out of that shell. And made you come into the world. And she had a way of doing that with a lot of people. I mean, she had a way of just making people better than what they thought that they were. She had a way of bringing in hidden personality traits that were in there. I mean, can you think of sometimes of her yanking on that chain and getting you out of that show?
Karaoke bars. Karaoke bars.
What was that?
I've been a musician forever, and the only place I ever played at were churches, and I hadn't played in forever. And she always tried to get me to go up there and sing and do something, and now I'm going to karaoke bars three nights a week playing my harmonica, and singing, you know. I never would have done stuff like that without her. Not in a million years.
How was that first time like? I'm just curious.
I was pretty nervous. I was... I had to sit down because I was shaking so much.
Do you remember what song you played? I mean,
after a while, you know, just started, you know, finding my groove. I'm like, yeah, you know, I actually can do this. People do enjoy that. It's working. Brandy, you're right. Which, yeah, I ended up having to say that quite a bit. No matter what, she usually always was. She's definitely right about that. She's the one that encouraged me to follow my dream of becoming a referee. Yeah, I've been in love with wrestling since I was 8 years old when I watched Hogan slam Andre on closed circuit TV. So I actually brought the wrestling world to her when we got back together in 2010, and she just took the reins on that and ran with it. She fell in love with it, hook, line, and sinker. There was no getting her away from it. You know, Survivor Series happened on Sunday. Survivor Series happened Sunday, and Brandy had a good relationship with Bill Moody, Paul Bearer, from his time at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. And Paul also passed, you know, due to blood clots. So they kind of had that kindred thing going on with the two of them. And, you know, as soon as at the end of Taker's tribute at Survivor Series, when they flashed the image of Paul Bearer up there, I'm sitting there thinking, you know what, yep, she's up there with Paul right now watching the show. You know, it was the first pay-per-view that I've watched without her. And it was the first pay-per-view I've watched in total silence, because if wrestling's on, she's commentating, she's catching the flaws, she's doing everything. Pointing out what the referee's doing wrong or what they're doing right, how I should incorporate that. And she's all over the place every show.
She really is.
So that was kind of weird.
But always there for you, just trying to be
always there.
Always trying to help you out, even if it's just that little bit, that little thing that she sees that makes a difference. She wants to make sure that she's doing what she can to be able to help you out. Now,
Brandy had a very unique perspective as to she's always sitting in her chair. So she's able to, you know, would catch things that people standing around the ring wouldn't see. You know, footwork and where I should be as a referee and things of that nature. She's always there catching that kind of stuff. And she always, you know, when we leave the Jiu-Jitsu Dojo for SCCW training, she'd always point out, okay, you did this right, you should have done that. Keep up on this, you know, just critiquing everything because she wanted me to be the best. Yeah, you know, something she saw in me, and she knows my passion for the business, and she knows how much I love it, and she wanted, but she don't want me to just be in it. She wants me to be the best at it. She wants just push.
And I think that's something that translated into all the relationships that she had with people. She always wanted to see the best come out of everyone. And it was go ahead.
I was going to say, she'd show me her TikTok pages where she'd have TikTok fans on there saying, you know, I don't smile until I see your TikToks every day. These are the things that people look forward to. I still haven't had the heart to get on her TikTok page and say anything for her. I know I need to, but I just can't. When Brandy was little known to a lot of people, she was suffering with an abdominal blood clot for 7 weeks. Which never should have gone on that long. And I just recently ended up putting up a decent amount of money to have a professional autopsy done for her, which proved conclusively that that's what she passed from, instead of what the Orange County coroner put down on there, because they didn't take her, they didn't do anything. You know, they came, they examined her, they saw that there was no foul play, and then they're like, okay, now you need to find a funeral home to come get her. Instead of taking, you know, normally you think they would take it yourself, no, I had to do it all. So that day just, it was surreal.
That is absolutely horrible.
You know, we went in and out of the ER Kaiser Permanente 9 times. They knew right off the bat what the problem was, and they just gave her morphine to make her feel comfortable, give her medication to stop the vomiting, and blood thinner. 4 hours later, they'd send her home. They'd tell her it's completely normal what you're feeling because of that blood clot, but they wouldn't do anything about it. So when you're touching on things being a possible wrongful death, is absolutely negligence. She should not have died. And now that I have that confirmed, that's definitely something I'm going to be pursuing. If for nothing else, just to make them responsible for what they did.
And that's one of the things.
They didn't just take from me. They took from a lot of people.
A lot of people. And that's one of the things, like you said, I touched on it. And when I'm talking about the GoFundMe, because people sometimes don't realize the amount of expenses that come along with the passing in the family, especially one that is so sudden, so quick.
Yeah.
It makes everything have to be put into rush mode. And sometimes doing that rush mode incurs even more and more expenses. You know, when you know that a family member is going to pass, then you have time to be able to get ready for that. You have time to be able to coordinate with a funeral director. You have time to be able to coordinate with getting a plot or anything that you may need for that type of situation. But when it's sudden, all those things get put into rush, and rush costs extra money. And I cannot emphasize enough how much that actually takes. So, once again, everybody, if you have the means to be able to donate, please do. And I do want to get back to you, John. I want to try to start with this on a good side. I want you to be able to remember her and smile. If nothing else tonight, I do want to bring some kind of a good memory. Let me see smile here. And that's why I'm going to talk about wrestling. Now,
oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You were touching on Mick Foley with
mm-hmm.
Cactus League with Adam there earlier. That was all done for me because she knows how much of a fan I've always been of Foley's. That was a complete surprise. I had no idea that he was going to be there. And those two hit it off like they've known each other for years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen her interview that she has posted on her Facebook with Mick or not, but they immediate chemistry. It was great. And the following day, we weren't thinking about, you know, being out there. We were going to leave. And Mick says, "You're going to be in Tucson tomorrow, right?" So we ended up sleeping in the van, basically, and going to Tucson the next day. Stopped at Walmart for a change of clothes and stuff, and she found this black and red flannel ball cap with a tan brim on it, and she actually autographed it to Tattoo Girl, to McCoy from Tattoo Girl, and gave it to Mick, and he wore it in the ring that night. So, Mick, if you're listening, you got a piece of history, brother.
I think we all got a piece of it.
Just those little things like that, you know, I'll always treasure about her. It's funny. Funny as can be.
John, I know that this is not easy for you, and really appreciate
you
being here. And I know it can't be easy. I even weighed in my mind whether or not I should have you call in, but –
I knew in the end that there would be nobody better suited to be able to talk about her than you. And as it's already shown now, you know, I was 100% right in my assumption, because I don't think any stories can truly relate to just the amount of joy just in your voice. You can hear it right now when you talk about her, when you relive those moments, so that karaoke moment, getting out of your shell, you know, doing an unexpected extra day trip. All
right.
Those things, they just completely emphasize what a wonderful person that Brandy was. And I cannot thank you enough for coming on to the show and taking the time away from, I'm sure, what are very pressing endeavors right now. And I know that from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of so many people's hearts that are listening to this radio broadcast right now or that have called in, we want to give you our sincerest thanks, and we want to give you our deepest condolences. She was a light that shined on the world, but she shone no brighter than right there with you. And while the rest of us are going through a dark period right now, we can only imagine how horrible it is for you to be able to lose your son in the sky.
Yeah, but she was my anchor.
But we do want you to know that if there is any justice in this world, she is definitely looking down on you right now and smiling.
I tell you what, I know she's loving the heck out of the show. Oh, man.
I really sincerely hope.
She'd be tickled pink about this. I know she would. This is great.
Yes, sir. So with that, John, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. And then we're going to go ahead and close out this show. Thank you once again from everybody here at the Full Jugular family and at the Turnbuckle Turmoil family and from everybody who's called in today. I really appreciate you being on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Really. This means a lot.
I only hope that I did a little bit of justice. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to bring us to the end of our show tonight. We've talked to very many people about the life and the impact of Brandy Garvin. We talked about just how much joy she brought in this world, not only to her family, not only to the people who knew her well, but the people who might have considered themselves strangers until after 5 minutes of talking to her. Everybody from the fans that were in there in the stages with her, to the people that were in her TikToks, to the wrestlers themselves in the ring. Everybody was impacted by this wonderful, great, shining star in sometimes a very, very dark world. And right now, her family needs help. She needs our help to be able to reach out and give to her family to alleviate some of the massive amount of stress that has been placed on them with her sudden death. It is horrible for any family to lose anybody, the sting of which cannot be quantified by any known number or any known measure. It can only be felt. And while a lot of us are feeling a sting from the loss of Brandy Garvin, none of us feel that sting quite as hard as her family. If we can, anything that we can do, it would help the family. Whether that is, as I said multiple times now, $5, $50, or 50 cents. Every last cent adds up. Every last cent is 1 cent of less worry that our family has to go through. Every last cent is a chance for her family to start moving towards something resembling a normal life again. It's monetary, I understand. But the effect of it is far more than that. Peace of mind, a sense of closure, a sense of not having to worry about these bills that are piling up on top of the grief that they're already experiencing. It means more than you can put into just dollars and cents. And right now, us, her group, her family, and for those that are listening right now, we can make a difference. We can make a change. You hear so often that people want to do something to affect the better. And this is one of our chances that we have right now. We can affect the better. We can help the family of somebody who brought so much joy to this world. So right now, I'm asking for the last and final time. Please, find that GoFundMe, whether it's on the Glow page, whether it's on the multiple pages of everybody that you've seen, or I'm sorry, everybody that you've heard on this show. It's out there. It's also linked on this show as well. Please donate anything that you can, because you're not just giving money, you're giving peace of mind. I want to take the time to thank everybody who came on here today, because through your time, through your effort, and through your memories, Brandi Garvin lives on. She still touches us from all the way up in heaven. She is still impacting us. And as long as her name doesn't leave our lips, she is still with us. On behalf of Turnbuckle Turmoil and Full Jugular Radio, thank you, everybody. And I hope you have a good night.